The argument over immigration and deportation is no longer abstract, at least to some of those who have been living, working, and raising families in Northeast Ohio. Here's the story of one family facing a changed reality this week.
Tomorrow, Rosa Saltos and her pro bono lawyer head up to Brooklyn Heights for what's usually a routine meeting with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. She'll wait in a crowded room with scores of others for her name to be called. She'll present paperwork and answer questions. And if the meeting ends, as dozens of others have, she'll come back to Akron and continue to care for her three sons, work with cancer patients at Akron City Hospital, pay taxes, and go to Mass at St. Bernard's. Only this time, she's worried.
Scared, worry. It's really scary.
And she's asked a friend
if she can take care of my boys.
Saltos looks over at her oldest son, Holger. Absorbed by the video on the smartphone, he's pretty much oblivious to the reporter's questions. He has Down syndrome, and Saltos and her now ex-husband left Ecuador with a visitor's visa when Holger was a toddler to try to ensure his medical care. She arrived legally in 1998 and went to what she thought was a legitimate lawyer's office, but she ended up with a bogus green card. It caught up with her in 2004, and she pleaded guilty to a felony that's hung over her since. But not quite like this.
I wanted the people understand because I make a mistake. I'm no criminal.
Since 2009, she's been under what's called an order of supervision. Her lawyer, Farad Sethna, says that means she had to report monthly, then at least twice a year to ICE, which authorizes her work permit each year.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement has been extremely gracious in Cleveland. I will give them their due where it is due. And for the last 8 years or so, we have essentially been treading water.
Her oldest son, Holger, is now 21 and a naturalized citizen, which means he could sponsor his mother for citizenship here, except for that felony. And with the new immigration policies of President Donald Trump, Sethna says it's no longer clear ICE will be willing or even have the latitude to work with Saltos to remain here under her current status. So instead of focusing on things like celebrating her middle son's upcoming graduation from high school and shopping for her first house, Saltos sat down with her boys to plan for a potential separation. She says Holger must stay. Ecuador's healthcare system dictates that.
We don't have good health care in my country. So what I can do, he's gonna die.
And there's no question her middle son, Andrew, now 18, would remain with Holger. They rarely stop holding hands, and Andrew's volunteered for 4 years at a camp for kids with special needs. He's passionate about plans to major in special education at Kent State.
The pure joy I had with all of them and being with Holger, it just came to me in sophomore year. I wanted to pursue that.
The youngest son, Matthew, now 15, wants to stay with his mother.
We're very close, and it's hard to put in words, but we're always with each other. So it'd be hard to see us split.
But his mother shakes her head adamantly no. She says Ecuador is not a safe place for kids who were born and grew up in Middle America. ICE won't comment on specific cases, and the proceedings in Brooklyn Heights are not generally open to the public. But Elizabeth Knowles, head of the University of Akron's Immigration Clinic, says many families are having the kind of conversations the Saltos family is having and making other adjustments.
People are doing whatever they can not to draw attention to themselves.
The Obama administration deported more than 2.5 million people over 8 years. That was a record. But the priorities laid out most clearly in a Homeland Security memo in 2014 were national security threats, gang members, and those who committed felonies other than crimes connected to immigration status. Under the executive order President Trump signed in January, that changed. Anyone who authorities believe broke a law, including immigration law, is technically a priority. People like Rosa Saltos. Her lawyer, Sethna, says he understands wanting to keep America safe. But
if we break up these families, we're only hurting America more than we are saving our democracy from criminals. These are not criminals. These are human beings simply trying to do the best for their children.
Saltos says she's tried to make up for her green card crime through her job as a nursing assistant working with cancer patients, by volunteering, and by raising good sons.
Even when I'm a citizen, but it's my country. And I love United States. I love Akron. I love Ohio.
But recognizing she's now a deportation priority, Rosa Saltos has also made sure her boys know what to do if they come home from school Tuesday and she's not there. I'm ML Schulze, 89.7 WKSU.